Okay, we're back from recess. This is still the National Finance Committee meeting. Just so we know who we have here, Casey, can you call the roll again?
Casey's not here.
Yes, she is. Casey?
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Dave Adelson?
Here.
Teresa Allen?
Here.
Rudy Bediako? Rudy? Patty Heffley? Casey McFaul is here. Mark Roberts?
Here.
Marnie Tattersall?
Here.
Jane Gatewood?
Here.
Sandy Weinman?
Here.
LeVarn Williams? Lonnie Hicks?
Okay, here.
And Baruti just came in.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next item on the agenda, we have quorum, Casey?
Yes.
Next item on the agenda.
Dave, I'm sorry, before we leave the BAI,
yeah.
I just make a couple of quick comments.
Please do.
But Lonnie's not on yet.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, what I was going to suggest, since Lonnie isn't on, is that somebody, while we are waiting for quorum, suggested we have a discussion about the motions we'll consider in item 6, which is recommendations to the PNB. So I thought we could have informal consideration of that question until Lonnie returns. Is there any objection to doing that? Okay, hearing none, we're in informal consideration until Lonnie returns. Jane, you had raised that issue right before we got on the stream of whether we wanted to do that. Do you have specific comments?
I just had one, which is that I would really like it if we could, our recommendation, salary comparison chart that is in Marnie's workbook, that be completed and included as part of the budget submitted to PNB.
Can you write that down? Because that sounds like a great idea. And I think we should also write down the fact that he's going to include the comparison. I mean, does what Marnie did include those comparisons of the surplus amounts and the actuals and all that?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay, so that covers that. Who just came on?
It'd be Patty.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem.
I'm on an elections committee on the same time right now.
Oh.
This is LeVarn.
Hey, LeVarn. How you doing?
Okay.
So somebody's talking from underwater.
No. I'm about to. Since my phone allows me, I'm going about to go on mute here. But.
Oh, I see. Okay, you're on another committee call simultaneously.
Yeah, I'm on two conference calls at the same time. Whoa.
There's medication for those things.
Yeah, but it's really expensive and usually doesn't work. So what else do we have as recommendations? I'll say that I think that given the fact that KLSB thought there was $15,000 for development in the other development line, but that wasn't in there, and that $2,000 less LSB money was in there, that I would like to make the recommendation that we subtract the $2,000 from the LSB to fit the note, which says it should be $8,000, and that we add $15,000 to other development, recognizing that $5,000 of that was the community projects RFP process that Lonnie's been raising issues with, and that we add a proviso that before that those funds are administered, the PNB shall approve the LSB proposal for administering those funds.
Dave, I am talking against that, and once again, we do not have the authority to do that. Our authority is to review the budget. If we have problems with it, we send it back. We don't change it.
Hang on, you're breaking up on me.
Okay, what I'm saying is that we review the budget.
Right.
If we have problems with an item, then we, and normally if we have time, we send it back to the LSB for their consideration. We don't change numbers.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that was your position at all.
No, review, and recommend.
Okay. Well, I had not understood that as your position at all.
Yeah.
I can respect that. And if that's the case, then given that there are these problems, and that there's no time to send it back, then I think we need to come to some agreement about how we can handle that so that it can get both the LSB, what the LSB thought it was doing, and get the PMB approval of it and the review by this committee of whatever comes out. So, Marnie, you had talked about having issues with the language of a mid-year budget adjustment. Could you tell us what your problem was and what the proper way to handle is, way you think is to handle mid-year changes in authorizations for spending?
A budget is a budget is a budget. However, there's forecasting, and it should be on a regular basis. And then the forecasting, it can be approved all the way up and down the line. And if there's any place along the line, particularly at the top, that goes, I can't buy into this forecast, then adjustments have to be made even more until you get an approved forecast. Just so you know, I mean, I'm on the same fiscal year as the network, and we forecast by November.
Mid-November,
we're forecasting, it goes up and down the line, it gets approved, and then that becomes that new benchmark, and that is, in effect, your budget.
So you're using different terminology for the same idea.
Yeah, it's just, I'm using, I don't want to use the word normal. I'll use the word normal.
Standard.
Yes.
Hey, Lonnie, you're back?
Yeah.
Okay, we were just in informal consideration. We're on the stream. We were waiting for you to come back to go to national office. Before we leave informal consideration, Marnie, could you think about the language to put it so that it conforms to the idea that I think we're both agreeing on is in terms that follow standard practice?
Sure.
Lonnie, we have next on the agenda.
Dave, you want to let me say a couple of comments about the
I'm sorry. Please do. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to just let folk know. I mean, although I spoke to the issue of what NSC was doing in terms of addressing the situation at BAI, we are doing some things at the station to begin to address that. You know, there's the finance committee is always looking at things that where costs can be made, cut. The staff is looking at doing fundraising. We are planning a lot of off-air fundraising for the following year. And we have a management outreach and fundraising committee that's got some things planned for next year. So we are working on some things internally to address, our fiscal situation. So it's not, we're just waiting for the NFC to tell us what to do. But my focus was on what we were doing here, but I forgot to speak to what we're doing locally to address our current fiscal situation. So I just want to let folk know that, we're not just sitting around waiting for the word to come from on high as to how we need to address our situation.
Okay, thanks. All right, Lonnie, so now that you're here, we had agreed to have informal consideration until you arrived. You've now arrived, so we're going to move to the next budget item, which is the national... Go ahead, Mark.
I wanted to ask Baruti that we need to have some kind of narrative. When we get to Houston, when we get to BAI, we need to have some narrative that says this is what you're doing.
Okay. Okay, that was the Now I was going to say that was the one page treasurer's, but this is beyond the one page treasurer's.
I think so.
Okay, I will do that. How should I get that? Should I send that to Lonnie to distribute, or distribute to the NFC directly? How do you want that handled?
Send it to the chair, to Dave,
and I'll redistribute it to everyone.
Okay,
and send it to me and to Lonnie at the same time.
Okay,
if you would. Okay.
By the way, Lonnie, did you get the my summary from WPFW?
No, when did you send it out?
I posted it to the Yahoo group. I'll send it individually to you.
Yeah, I don't participate in the Yahoo group, so I won't get it that way.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'll resend it directly to you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Lonnie, next we're up is review of national office budget. We've gone over a bunch of things, and you had said there were some changes. There was one salary line that was in there as a proposed salary, which is actually a current and ongoing salary, that you were going to make some adjustments to when certain salaries hit, and you had a few other adjustments. Do you want to walk us through what's been done since Friday on the NO side for about 5 minutes, and then we'll go from there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just go over. There were some just points to clarify. I have a special, where it was development director, a special projects director. That more accurately describes what he does. It had been in there as a proposed halftime, but he's going to remain with us, so it's back in as full time. We have the human resources director in, of course, already on board. We do have I think we have
I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello.
I'm sorry. I did not quite hear what you said. Whose position is still in there?
Well, the human resource person.
Is still in there.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Now, the national program coordinator is a position where put in a hire date for January 2004 and some search costs for that position.
You mean 2006?
I'm sorry, 2006. I apologize. 2006. And so that position proposes a hire date somewhere around the first of the year. And that, it was a change.
What line is that?
Well, that's in the budget, the individual national office budget. It'll be line 40.
We're not budget. We're all using this consolidated budget, and you're in a different budget?
Well, I sent out the salary budget as a separate item.
A while back, that one.
Yeah. But it's included. It's been updated for the new consolidated, so it is included there. And then, you know, then I put in some costs in the consolidated budget around the revised plan to retain the full-time person in development. So revenue went up, and also the costs in. See if I can send this out. But yeah, but it amounted to, you know, the difference in the bottom line is, you know, $40,000 or $50,000.
So your total development went up from like 175 to 227, which is about what it was this year, right?
Yeah, right. Similar amount.
Good.
So that you know, this year, as you all know, there's a lot of uncertainties in it. So I was hesitant to even predict we could produce next year what we did this year or last year. Well, you know, we had a presidential election, the war heated up. So the question for all of us is, what events this year or will propel revenue? And no one knows. I don't know.
Brilliant.
So you tend to want to be conservative. So what I've done is try to be conservative where possible. At the same time, you know, a new issue has popped up, and that's the issue of WBAI and it's not having certain funds that we were counting on in the very first month of the new fiscal in October. And so I'm going to have to go back to the budget again and see what the likely impact will be. Now, I would point out that all stations get rescued by the arrival of CPB funds. And it happens that way every year, twice a year. And we're so lucky that it does, because those funds arrive the first week in November or the last week in October. And that usually is really a crucial time for stations to receive an infusion of cash. On the national office budget, what would I say overall? I think that's a good, valid point that when we look at this budget and ask the question, what national initiatives and goals are reflected here, it's just as important to identify which ones can be reasonably seen to be accommodated in this budget and which ones are not. Just do a brief overview. You know, what's not accommodated here is race and nationality. What's not accommodated here is the proposal around free speech radio news. What's not necessarily accommodated here is capital needs of this network. What's not necessarily accommodated here is any extraordinary expenses that we may have in connection with national programming. That is something of late-breaking news, like a Katrina or the hearing. What we have established that it is possible, though, to fundraise on national broadcasts and have those national broadcasts pay for themselves in a way that has not been the case in the past. The monies we did for Roberts did pay for Roberts. So it was something that we were able to do. Legal expenses that may come up around bylaws. It's not just a contention. As is the case with Pacifica, it'll be a fight, and it usually sometimes involves sometimes attorneys. Cross your finger, hope not. But I'm not sure there's a whole lot in here, whether it comes from the expense of the national office or for the stations. So what to do? My recommendation around all of these budgets is that we have to build into our budget recommendations a recommendation that we have a look in March at the budget. It's beginning in January, and then finalize the process of budget revisions in March and do them all at once, except for those that we deem to be an emergency situation. And it differs from the process of forecasting, in my mind at least. In a forecast, you're doing continuous budgeting. That is, every month, your forecast can reflect not so much a change in the budget, but a change in the expenses. Remember, there's a difference between budget and expenses. The budget remains the same, except for budget revision that I'm proposing in March. But budget adjustments can be accommodated by a forecast, so, assuming that the bottom line is not materially impacted. So those are two different processes. So overall, it's a case where we have a sufficing budget this year. Our three largest stations are experiencing cash flow issues and having to look to reserves. That's not reassuring, you know. As you know, CFO, it makes me nervous. Our staff is nervous because, like it or not, we are looking at staff reductions potentially. Of course, some have started already, and there may be more. That's not very comfortable for our staff. We're talking about models of volunteers and adding volunteers here and changing the model for Pacifica, but that has to be a thoughtful process, and we need to move on that in a thoughtful way. You know, who's going to do that work in terms of looking at what our model ought to be? We have technology issues. We have content issues. That's why it's so important, I believe, to have a programming coordinator, somebody's job, to sort of look at these larger issues and come back with, okay, what do we want to do in these large areas? Pacifica is very much like a sluggish, a sluggish animal in the sea.
Sluggish slug.
Yeah, sluggish slug. Well, I wouldn't want to be accused, but we don't move anywhere nearly as fast and as quickly as we need to keep up with what's going on in our area. A younger, smaller radio stations can do that, and they're impatient with us because we move too slowly for our own good. We need to have the capability to keep up with what is happening in our environment. So,
well, on that front, if you could deal with the specific numbers in here and the recommendation, that would speed us up.
Oh, well, my recommendation for the recommendation for the National Office, I think that the recommendation for the National Programming Coordinator is the crucial change this year because it has to be done concomitantly with the activation of the program committee and a recommendation that we have a plan in place by March. Not just a budget revision, it's the perfect time to do it. So that we all can coordinate and orientate to where we want to go in so many areas. Our listenership, for those of you that saw the Arbitrons, and of course everybody takes those Arbitrons with a grain of sand, but, spring to spring, we're, at 1 million listeners at 03. 04, 05 numbers, 03 numbers come down to 782,000. That's not curing either. And something has to be done about that. We just can't cluck over them and walk away. So what to do? I don't know, but I do know that the direction has to be around programming as a way to deal with that. Now, the Arbitrons could be wrong. That's true. But I'm not sure we have the luxury of assuming that, and we need to act as though it could be true. So anyway, I'm ready for questions, whatever.
Jane, I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay, Jane, I'd like to be on the stack.
Patty.
Marnie.
I'll put Patty, Marnie, myself.
Baruti.
I'll put Baruti before me. Mark, I haven't heard you say anything. Is that because you're eating?
Dave, could you put me on?
I figured that. I'll put Mark on, and then I'll put myself. And by the way, I'm just doing this because I'm chair. It's not because I don't want to go first. Jane, go ahead.
Lonnie, I noticed when I pulled up the salary page you gave us a couple of weeks ago, it's gone up $20,000 on the gross salaries, and I wondered, would it be convenient for you to send that along to us separately so that we can match it, so we have the same document? We have a document.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that as we speak here.
That would be great, and well, that's it on Nashville. I have another item, but I'll come to it at the end.
Actually, I'm going to take the privilege of the chair for a moment, Lonnie. When you calculate surplus prior year, I mean, when you calculate 1 month reserve for the national office, the stations are being asked to calculate central services, even though they don't pay central services on their surplus. Do you, as a national office, calculate an additional 20% in your 1 month or not?
You mean against central services?
Yeah, I mean, how do you calculate your 1 month reserve?
Oh, everything but central services.
Okay, so you have a 1 month reserve while the others have 1.2 months. All right, Patty.
Oh, Patty, okay. Wait a minute. I got mixed. So in this budget, there's $137,000 in consultants.
No, it's $137,000 is the amount of the salary increase.
Because in here it says consultants, $104,300 under salaries and related.
Yeah, we covered consultants. That is true for consultants. It's $104,000.
And then there's $33,000 under administrative. There's $33,000 more?
Yeah, that consulting is part of the board budget.
What does that mean?
Board has consultants.
We have a consultant for the board?
No, the board uses consulting dollars. It might be for legal. It might be for training. Remember last year we had a consultant come in. They looked at all those emails and...
Okay. All right. And can you tell me how much of this $47,000 in travel is for people that don't live in the national office area?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Is there any of this money... go for that?
I think it's just for travel for the staff, you know. So, like going to the board meetings and stuff like that. So,
hey,
that would be the affiliate coordinator,
the
CFO, the
yes.
interim ED, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm asking, how much of this is people that, because they don't, is there any of this money in here for people that don't live in the Berkeley area that have to fly there for business to the Berkeley area?
Like, what do you got in mind?
Like, I'm asking you. I'm just, you should know, not me. I'm asking, is there any of this money that goes for that? Because people haven't relocated or something like that, that we're paying travel.
Well, we got an affiliate coordinator that's living in New York. And our webmaster's in New York. If they travel to the Bay Area, it would come out of that budget? If you're asking that question, that would be an example.
That's what
uh-huh.
I was asking.
Yeah. If you're talking about, you know, Ambrose going back and forth, yes. My travel to New York or the stations, it goes in there to the board.
Well, I understand when it's work-related, I get that. Okay, so I really don't have a clue as to the percentage, but okay, at least I know what that money, it seems like a lot of money. And, you're also, we're having, as far as this mail drop, supposed to bring in 525, and we're at about 250,000 net profit if we go by the budget. Is that right? Because we're paying a consultant, right? And we're paying a consultant that used to be an employee person. Is that in the 104,000? Is that where that money is?
Well, yeah, 104,000. We went over on that other call. 104,000 is really made up of regular consultants we sort of use, plus I think one of them might be related to the drive, but let me give you the breakdown of the 104. We have, I think we went through it, but we have a Don Muscle who handles our
engineering
issues.
Right.
We have a media around labor relations. We have a budget to hire a consultant, and we don't want the stations to have a big problem with either the unions or whatnot. We have some small budget for it, $13,000. We have computer and network consultant, which is in here for $18,000, and we have an accounting consultant, handles our accounting software, in for $10,000, handles our Citrix, which is part of our network, for $30,000, all network and computer related. Then we have $10,000 for attempts, and then $10,000 for sort of others, and it comes to $104,000.
Okay, so where is the new consultant, our development consultant, or special projects? Where's that money?
Yeah, that was in salaries, Patty.
That
is he a consultant now, or is he an employee?
Well, on the last call, you remember, I think it was Friday, I was saying that our current person decided to stay on full time as our special projects person.
So he changed from being going to be a half-time consultant back to a full-time employee?
Yeah, he's going to stay around. We asked him to do that because we were looking at the impact of a half-time person on revenue versus having him stick full-time. I asked him to do that for us.
Okay. No, I don't. I just asked if that's what it is. I don't.
Yeah.
You know, I know the rest of it. I just
need the revenue. We need the revenue.
Okay, that's all.
Right. Next, I have Marnie, Baruti, Mark, Dave, and Teresa.
Hi. Lonnie, you know, I know it was mentioned before, listener support for the national office is sitting at 525, and I know it doesn't really count there, so are you going to, like, create a new category? What you've done this year is melded with major donations. It just kind of sticks out.
Yeah, it does. You know, I need to get with the auditor to see what he's going to say. You remember we had that conversation, how will he do it? So I left it there. Because I didn't want to create any accounting anomalies. I will check with the auditor and see what his recommendation is.
Great, okay. I trust that the little KU salary allocation of $17,400 per year is now in the national office salary budget.
Yeah, I will fix that. It won't be a change to the bottom line, but I will fix it.
Wait, can I ask a clarifying question? When you say I will fix it, when we vote at the end of this call, we'll be voting on the numbers before us. So are we going to be including that change when we vote and
yes,
specifying it?
Yeah, I mean, sure, I can do that very quickly and send out another one.
That'd really help.
Okay,
that'd make it simpler.
I can't do it while we speak, but I'll have it done.
Okay, thanks.
And finally, one question, the one most dear to my heart. I'm concerned that there's not enough capital for the national office. I understand that you desperately need new servers and things, and I see no reason not to budget that. To my knowledge, servers can be gotten for about $25,000 or whatever. I think that's pretty liberal. I know there will be people here who know better than me, but I really think we can't wait on that.
You're paying $25,000 for a server. You're paying way too much.
Thank you. I was hoping I was on the high side. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
We got to shoehorn that in. We got to be able to pay for it somehow. It's just too critical. I mean, I'm speaking to the accounting people in the national office and in the KPFA office, and I know, and then also reflecting what Ambrose said about, you know, getting some serious computer equipment in the national office here in Berkeley.
That is a real need. You're absolutely right. And I can try to put a little bit of extra money in there. That's a point well made. I'll do that.
By the way, I just
want
to clarify something.
$25,000. Do I have to make a motion?
Not for $25,000. That service don't cost that much. The price
okay.
Went down. But
well,
I do think that an extra $10,000 or $15,000. The servers you can get are pretty decent for $3,500 to $4,500. And so I think that 15 would get us started in that regard.
Okay, sold.
I just want to clarify, on this call on the public stream, it was stated by our interim executive director that with respect to some of our equipment related to web, that those were located in the house of our webmaster, and he called and expressed dismay, saying that that was not the case. He's going to be writing a memorandum to that effect, but I think we should clarify that that's not, he is not have Pacifica equipment at his house, if what I understand was true. Our servers are not in his place.
Okay. Okay, well, anyway, from talking to the accounting people in the national office and in Berkeley, the whole accounting system could use a lot of upgrading, and surely and certainly it starts with some better computer servers.
Yeah, you know, as we speak, I'm having that equipment evaluated, and I'm looking to move our, to a web-hosted, to a hosted site, because, you know, having a network, as everybody knows that's worked with a network, is when the network goes down, you know, it creates all kind of havoc. So I'm looking at having our service be on a web hosted and available site. So I think that's going to be a little bit better for us. I'm having the evaluation done as we speak.
Nick, Marnie, are you done?
Done.
For Rudy?
Yes, I wanted to know, I didn't have a specific question, but I wanted to have us address my motion as it relates to the Spanish language daily news program.
That's a whole agenda item, and as a matter of fact, I think is the next agenda item.
Okay.
So it has a section all its own.
All its own, okay. Okay.
Mark. Gotta use it or lose it. Mark?
Yes, thank you. You know, it takes a while to unmute. Let's see. Oh, a question, national. Okay, yes. As you know, we should have, in the next fiscal year, we will have a new executive director, and I was just wondering, what did you do in terms of budgeting, because we don't obviously have the exact salary at this point. What are your plans to how you're handling that?
Well, I put it in, you know, like at $85,000. What salary did the ESC identify? Any salary at all, or?
No, we have. That's going to be a matter before the board.
Well, I have another budget at 85, and you know, if it needs to go up, we will, you know, scramble around.
Any chance of getting a volunteer?
Sure.
All right, and then you have the associated benefits that would go with that number.
Yeah, it's a formula-driven thing. Yeah,
you might want to have a contingency of plus or minus five there, but
you know, things like travel, Mark. You know,
Serenity,
travel, relocation, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, budgeted for any of that?
Well, I have a little extra money in the board budget. Yeah.
Don't you touch that board budget. All right, thank you. I just wanted to point out that will happen, okay?
Yeah, can you give me an idea of how much money might be involved?
No. But, I mean, you're in the ballpark, but it may be a little bit more than you're anticipating, so just keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, I'm next. So I'm glad the development expenses went up, because I think they're going to be there. The thing is, I think still you have some budget lines on mailing costs and things that had significant expenses this year that were budgeted at zero and went up to 150, and they've still got zeros in it. And I'm concerned we've got the revenue projection now in there related to what the revenue those things generated last year, but not the expense projection there. So I wanted you to address that, and then I've got a couple of follow-ups. The two lines, I believe, were mailing. They're both mailing services and postage.
Yeah, we don't do it in-house. So the postage and the printing and the rest of it is, you know, comes in virtually as one bill.
But they were. We did it last year. We have expenses in those budget lines.
Well, you do see expenses in those budget lines. You got a $227,500 in development, you know. And so printing is in at, $40,000. And caging costs are $7,500. These are the folks that handle our checks and other stuff. Premiums are a couple of thousand. But $75,000 is direct mail postage. And altogether, that's $227,000. So that's a lot, actually. I'm hoping to cut that down in reality and not have to use all that money.
Well, here's my point. In the consolidated income statement, lines 10, let me get back there, lines 1049 and 1050 are postage subscription and mailing services subscription. Budgeted at zero, they came in at $58,000 and $117,000 projected by the end of the year. So that between them is $160,000 $175,000 over what was budgeted. Those two lines are still empty in this year's budget.
And yeah, we're gonna have a different arrangement with our mailing house.
So they're going into, so those numbers are showing up in different budget lines.
Yeah, because we're gonna do, as I said, instead of trying to do stuff in house, we're trying to move it out of house, because it's just hard to do all that stuff in house. So
okay, so the actual and total development at the national office for this year was 221, and now you've upped it to 227, and it's incorporating those costs somewhere else.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
The next item is, I remain concerned about the three things, which are the programming expenses, the total other programming that's available. I think that's gone up from $5,000 a month to $6,000. That's better, and maybe that's as good as we can do. But it concerns me if we've got a national program director or coordinator, whatever the title is, spending a lot of resources on that salary, but without the resources there, that we don't, I mean, my concern is that what ends up happening is we dip into station budgets, their programming expense line, through bill backs, and so the stations can't really be sure of how much programming, of their own local programming expenses they're going to get to use, and then the variances hit the local stations rather than in the national office budget where they are. And I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't think there's anything we're going to do about it on this call, but I want to flag that. The other two things are the area of digital development in the area of digital distribution and affiliates. You know, we somewhere have to have money for serving affiliates who we've got, as Steve said, contractual obligations to, and we have to move in the area of digital distribution, and I don't see any funding in here for it. And so when we're talking about this mid-year budget, whatever the changes are, and this is a question to you also, Marnie, what we're talking about is being able to authorize spending in certain areas as the year goes on. It's not just adjusting based on what we're actually, you know, what the actual expenses or income are, but authorizing spending that's not currently authorized. We are going to need to do that.
Right, approving forecasts.
Right, okay, well then that's fine if that's the language and that's the mechanism. But I think that the board has to be clear that we're going to have to do that on multiple fronts.
That's right.
And I don't think we're going to be able to have a one-month reserve coming out of the national office budget. My own position is I would rather have real expenses reflected there and give the waiver to the national office than put numbers that aren't realistic, spend the money we're going to have to spend, have bill backs hitting the stations, and all the rest of it. So that would be, I think the board approved the Spanish language stuff. That has to go in. Maybe people want to tag KPFK's budget a little more for some of that, since we're specifying it's out of here. I have no objection with having that discussion. And since we do have some surplus funds here, I think that's a good discussion for us to have. But I would like to see us put realer numbers in here and then know what's going to happen and not have to levy the stations as we go through. So those are my comments. Teresa.
My question is this. You're saying we made $525K in listener support for the national office last year, correct?
Well, that's our plan for FY06.
That's our plan for 06. How much did we generate last year?
I think it was closer to $700,000.
It's in that $773,000 number that now sits in the forecast as major donation category.
Yeah, that's right. But like I said, we had a presidential election. We had a lot going on, and so it's hard to see, you know, whether we'll have a similar year.
So we generated $773K last year, but we don't really know how much of it was generated by the person who was in charge of special projects.
Oh, he directed most of that.
Okay, most of that.
Yeah.
And how much of that was direct mail?
Most of it.
Almost all of it. Okay. Our development director is really majorly into direct mail. Do we really need to have a development director that primarily just does direct mail?
Yeah, because it has proven to be the most cost-efficient way to raise funds in a very short period of time. You can have your development director doing grants. but it's not cost beneficial. You can have your development director doing consulting with other stations, and we certainly have him doing that. But we had, you know, a major shortfall last year, $400,000, so we had to find those funds.
And at what point does the national doing primarily special projects have a diminishing return because they're actually competing with the stations?
Well, people keep asking that question. What the data look like to me, and I haven't gone trying to get that done, is we're using acquisition lists. In the first part of the year, the first mailing we did was like 50-50, station versus acquisition, that is to say the mailing list of other organizations.
Mm-hmm.
But the subsequent two were mostly acquisition mailings, 75%, 80%, 90%.
Mm-hmm.
So we were mindful of the concern that the stations had around not cutting into what might be a member for them. And so we're doing all acquisition mailings. That is to say, we've established an acquisition audience out there that is interested in national programming. And that's one of the ways in which we're hoping to pay for national programming, develop an audience that wants to support national programming. That's how we plan to reduce the expense for the stations, a bill-back issue that Dave brings up. But so that's our plan. That is, there is a national election. Of course, there's a national group of other progressive organizations want to see Pacifica to do national programming around the elections, and she demonstrated that there is an audience. There are people who will support that effort, and we went on to do it.
All right, one last question. Do you see the affiliates as the affiliates and what we've done and going from like just a few affiliates to over 80? Do you see that as a project? Because I've heard that term used, and since it's not a separate item specifically in the budget, do you see that as a project or as an actual, you know, unit or entity or how do you see that?
No, I don't see it as a department at this point.
You don't see it as a department, but do you just see it as a project?
Well, in accounting language, yeah, it would be a project.
A project, okay.
Yeah, in accounting language, it would be. You don't have a one-person department. That's just not, you know. What we do have is a program, and that program for the affiliates has been really enriched, and at least in the time I've been here.
It enriches us.
Well, no, we actually reduced the revenue. We reduced the cost to the affiliates for their yearly fees by 60%.
Say that again?
We reduced the cost to the affiliate. The affiliate fees were reduced by the board. By 60%. And so that was
the
way.
But we're making over, are we not making over $100,000 in affiliate fees right now?
Well, yeah, that's true. But we were over
$200,000.
So we reduced the amount of cost of the affiliates at the same time, expended more funds on that affiliate program.
I thought that was a decision by Dan Coughlin to lower it that amount.
Well, wait. I just want to clear. When you say we were raising those amounts of money prior to the mass exodus of affiliates prior to 2000. So
at the time
the board voted that, our income from affiliates was way down.
Yeah, prior to 1997, that's what the numbers look like. And then with a reduction to the affiliates, while at the same time ramping up our services to the affiliates as a deliberate strategy to attract them back to Pacifica. That is, we created AudioPort. We added an affiliates coordinator. That position did not exist. We added tech support. We sponsored a couple of conferences related to affiliates. I worked hard on some of those conferences, too. The idea was to build credibility on the technical level and on the financial level with the affiliates. And through the hard work of our affiliates coordinator and people at the national office, Dan Coughlin, too, that is, making sure you stay in contact with various folks out there in the affiliate world. All that hard work is paying off. However, looked at from a strictly financial point of view, we're not at the level we were pre-1997, and we have to have goals. And one of my goals is to have the affiliates program as well as any unit, be as clear, as near self-sustaining as possible, and that if we get, you know, back to some...
But are you saying right now that it's not self-sustaining?
Well, we spend probably as much on the affiliate program as we take in fees, yeah.
Hmm. But, Lonnie, why haven't we increased that? We talked about that in where we were.
Yeah, it's something to be addressed. I you know...
One of the issues is that Democracy Now! Has gone to many affiliates and said, as an incentive, we'll give you Democracy Now! Free for a long period of time. They don't come to us until they've been with Democracy Now! After at least a year.
That would not be accurate information. I don't want us to get it. That's not the way that's set up.
That is the way that it's done.
Most of it
for the last 2 years, I think that's partially how it's been happening.
But that
when it comes to renew a contract, then they're directed to Pacifica.
But that doesn't explain why we have increased services and we have not increased our fees, and we still only sign them up annually, so we got to spend all of that manpower yearly.
It's woman power, actually.
Well, what woman power? The point is, why aren't you suggesting that we increase that and that we also have two-year contracts so that we can ease some of the... Ursula keeps complaining that she has to do so much with this renewal business.
Yeah, that is a point, Mark. That is a point. We should be trying to make the affiliate program reach pre-1997 levels, or at least be producing revenues that cover a little bit more than expenses. I like the idea of a two-year contract as well. But that, I have it on my list.
Yeah, and Mark, I have to take issue. The affiliates, back pre-97, they had access to Pacifica Network News through Pacifica, and only through Pacifica. They could get Pacifica Network News, they could get Democracy Now!, they could get the Jerry Brown We the People show, Larry Bensky's Living Room, and we had a couple of other, you know, ill-fated attempts at national programming. We still had the special programming. Audioport obviously wasn't existing, but what we had done was given all these affiliates KU satellites to do a downlink, so they had the ability to get this programming that they couldn't get through the internet. Now they can get internet. They can get Democracy Now! Independently. They can get Free Speech Radio News independently. By and large, they're using the KU satellite less and less. So I think it could be argued whether or not they are indeed getting additional services. The audio port is one area of additional service, but there again, there are other facilities that are competitive there. So we have to look at the whole competitive environment. And I think we need to be really aggressive on both sides, both getting the revenue and giving the services.
One example,
I just wanted to let you know we were at time on this.
Okay. Dave, that was quite a speech. I hope I have a chance to disagree with you on that.
Oh, I just assumed you disagreed with
Robert, I'll be happy to discuss that with you.
Can we stay on task, though, folks?
Yeah, we got to get, sorry, pardon me. We need to extend time if we're going to...
That's the only thing I'm saying. If you have these long statements, and I mean, like it's the truth, and if no one else gets, then it just that sits out there. I don't agree with you. I think we have improved our services, and I think we should be charging more for it.
Okay.
Well, let's not do that if we could. We've got some important recommendations to make, Mr. Chair. Where are we now?
I'll be happy to discuss that with you sometime.
Yeah, I was growing late here. I'd like to get to the meat of this meeting, which are going to be those recommendations.
Yep. Well, is there anything further on national office review? Because we will get to the recommendations
Marnie has one last thing I just have to pick.
Let's have a motion to extend time for a specified time.
Jane, I'd like to move. We extend for 10 minutes.
Okay. Any objection to that?
We've gone on the national office for at least 3.5 hours.
I think two minutes will take care of me.
Thank you.
For anybody else, but...
Go ahead, Marnie.
Okay, I'd just like to pitch for KPFA to pretty please get the 1% reduction in central services for providing the national office, because if you didn't take that space, we could be using it or we could be renting it, and many of us feel, I think in unison... That it would be the right thing to do, and it's worth about $35,000 a year to us. Thank you,
Lonnie. Do you want to address that, and then we'll move on?
No, I will not at this time.
I just wanted, Dave, to say similarly, the WPFW wants the 1% reduction because we continue to house the Washington Bureau for free.
Okay, well, those are motions that we can deal with when we get into the recommendation. And I think that's the form they should be dealt with if we're going to deal with them. I just see that Lonnie has sent around the revision he talked about, so that's helpful. Next thing on the agenda is the Spanish language programming. Baruti, you had a motion on that point?
Yes, I did. I'm trying to... You want me to just read the motion, or do I need to give some background?
Why don't you give some background and read the motion?
Okay. As everyone knows, we discussed this briefly before, the PNB passed a motion requiring that the Spanish language, National Spanish Language Daily News Program start effective January 1st, 2006. And as of this point in time, there is nothing in the budget to make that motion, put that motion into action. So I've circulated a motion to everyone on the committee in which I would like to get those monies, get that line item in the budget so that we can fulfill the PNB's mandate.
So can you read the motion?
The motion is the NFC recommends that the National Office budget be amended to include $98,500 distributed as per the schedule below for the National Spanish Language Daily News Program starting on 1/1/06 as mandated by the PNB. And the breakdown of those funds is $45,000 for 1.5 full-time equivalents, benefits estimated at about $13,500, and there's $40,000 in for production expenses.
Okay, the motion's open for discussion. Is there a stack?
Teresa?
Anybody else? Lonnie, I assume you would have something to say.
Mark, please.
Mark? Lonnie, do you want to speak to this? Lonnie, are you there? Okay, well, let's start. We have a bit of a problem if our CFO isn't here, since he will have to adjust that. Do people want to speak now and then repeat themselves when he comes back on?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
You're saying 45K...
Lonnie, is that you back?
Yeah, I'm back now. I got cut off. My battery ran out.
Did you hear the motion that was just put forth?
I heard Baruti start a motion that $98,000 go into the National Office budget for race and nationality. After that, I seen it.
Race and nationality, Spanish language.
The Spanish language broadcast specifically.
Spanish language broadcast.
Right. That's on this open for discussion now, and we have a stack of two people. I just wanted to be sure you heard it. Would you like to be on that stack?
Yes, I certainly would.
Okay, so we've got Teresa, Mark, and Lonnie. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay, 45K is for what?
1.5 full-time equivalent.
Okay. Is it not true that KPFK is already doing one-half-hour Spanish language programming right now?
What KPFK is doing is a half-hour bilingual program in the morning, and we are all, and our morning news director is involved in that, although I don't know if that's what he's paid for. He may be volunteering for that. He certainly was for a while, I think, I don't know. I don't know, so don't take anything I say on that. But we're doing a half-hour morning bilingual program is being produced. We are not doing a Spanish language news broadcast daily at present.
I'm sorry.
Hi, this is Jane. Can I intervene with just a
all right, thank you.
Point?
Go ahead, Jane.
The spreadsheet that Lonnie sent, it has an older version of the salary than what we had. I think, Lonnie, if you could look back and just double-check and make sure you clicked on the right attachment.
Yeah, hold on. Let me do that. My apologies.
Yeah, and Lonnie, I think you're sending it to my other address.
Because this refers to 2003 stuff.
Oh, no, I think the dates. I just didn't change the dates. Let me just check to see if you got the right one. And that's the one that's part of the overall budget with the salaries in it. So, it does have 3-4, but that's inaccurate. It's supposed to be 5-6.
No, but on the salaries page, it refers to October 2003 through September.
I think that label just needs to be changed. My apologies.
Oh, okay, because the one that we got from you a couple of weeks had the correct months and everything, so...
This is why I made the changes, so this is the one I'll go with.
Okay.
Even with the bad label, thanks for pointing it out. I'm correcting it as we speak. Sorry.
And
I went back to the old one just so I have a right baseline, but I forgot to change the labels again. So, because I was up working on this late.
I can...
And I also wanted to...
Bonnie, could you please send it to me at my SBC Global address?
Yes, we'll do as we speak.
Mark's next on the stack, but Baruti, do you have something relevant?
Yeah, I just wanted to make remind folks that this proposal really comes out of the National Finance. There was a subcommittee of National Finance Committee that was looking at Spanish language.
Did we ever discuss it at the Finance Committee?
I don't think we did.
I would have noticed.
Wasn't there a working group that worked up the cost
group.
Analysis?
Right, right. So I think it goes back to March 20th of 05.
I don't think I don't think we ever got around to discussing it or passing it as a finance committee.
I don't know that we passed it. I think it was presented as a report. Casey, you were on that working group, weren't
you? Yeah, it was presented as a report. I believe it went to the PND. The PND sent it back to us saying that what we presented them was not what they had asked for. We were waiting for minutes of the January PNB meeting,
which we now have.
Never got. Oh, we do?
I have them. They've been sent to the PNB members.
Okay.
I can look that up while you guys continue the discussion. Mark.
Okay. I'm first of all wondering, Baruti, how do you propose paying for this?
Well, there was supposed to be some national fundraising done. Let me just see.
Hello?
I was trying to go through my notes of what was supposed to.
I mean, one of the problems that I have with this, well, I have a couple of problems. Well, I had problems with motion. But given that it did pass in Los Angeles, what happened at that time is it was to be referred to two committees for reports. One, the National Finance Committee to figure out how to pay for it, including the question of what it would entail to do a dedicated, at least one day, fundraiser to support it and also to make it, sustaining over time. And that work was never completed or certainly never reported back to the PMB in terms of that amount, even the detail that you're suggesting here of 1.5 FTEs, et cetera. The second was to be referred to the National Programming Committee to talk about how was it going to happen. What hours would it be? Would it be mandatory to carry it or not? Who would be bumped in order to make room for it, et cetera? And though we haven't heard from back from the programming committee about that at all, so those two committees have not reported back to the PMB in a sense that we can discuss how it's going to happen and who's going to pay for it. And given on top of that the difficulties we're placing, for example, at BAI already with dealing with funding the national office, I'm wondering how do you expect the national office to pay for this?
Point of information, this is Teresa. Is it not true that the way that the resolution read was that before we would actually consider anything like a national day of fundraising for this, we would consider other sources such as grants?
Well, we were going to look at a variety of things. Grants. We were going to look at off-air funding, mail drops. I mean, there were a number of things that were to be considered so that it was fully fleshed out. And that's one concern I have. And the third I have is, for example, as I've mentioned before, with KPFK, and I understand they want to do all these stringers and things for the 85,000. But given since this motion and KPFK was extremely aggressive about making sure that this program would originate at KPFK as opposed to, say, opening it up to everyone who's involved with Spanish language programming and take RFPs, they wanted it to be based there. They wanted it to be Pueblo Sin Fronteras. And
no,
they wanted
not that part. We didn't specify that. They were
okay.
Giving those examples.
Well, that's the guy who came and spoke. Anyway, I got the feeling that was the program, or there was an existing program that they wanted to then basically fund to have as a national program. So I'm wondering also in your proposal, why aren't you requesting that KPFK, who has all this money, as we keep hearing, in there and use some of it, since in fact they are requiring that this program be based right there.
Well, I know what, I don't want to speak or put that kind of pressure on KPFK. I know that there was supposed to be a national...
Well, their motion put pressure on us.
And that motion didn't require it to come out of the national office budget, Bertie. That motion really, all it asked for was some ideas and a plan. But your motion is changing that motion and actually inserting into this budget $98,000. That's not the intent of the board.
Well, if we did a national day of fundraising, where would that revenue show up?
Well,
just to clarify, I disagree with Lonnie and Mark. I think we were saying it's national programming.
That's a difference without a distinction.
Well, we might have a levy on different stations, you know, adding yet another levy. We did certainly a national day of fundraising to pay not just for the Spanish language, but for the anti-oppression training was discussed.